Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are doing our 10-minute recap about the interview that I had this week with Jillian Mandyke. So Jillian is this expert in happiness, and she was talking all about her roadmap to happiness.
Like, first of all, sorry to interrupt you, but how is that not like the coolest job ever? Like, to be an expert in happiness.
I know. She's like got her PhD in happy. She's like, I know, like she's phenomenal. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the interview, make sure that you do. It's in the comments below the link. Check it out. It is phenomenal. She's got like so many cool tips on basically just like real sciencey stuff on how to actually increase your happiness in your everyday life. So,
and
100%,
honestly,
you need to listen.
Everyone
needs to listen.
Just even listening to her, you'll feel 10 times happier than you already do, because she's so like positive and warm and just happy.
Oh my gosh, I know. Like, I even love just emailing with her, because even her emails make me happy, because they're like, they're just full of joy. Like, it's like she just like sprouts like cats.
We're like, we need
you know how much cats make
squad.
Me happy.
We need her in our squad. Jillian, come hang with us.
Totally. No, I know. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you check it out. Also, make sure that you check out her ebook about her roadmap to happiness. She's got like amazing stuff. So check her out for sure. But so in today's sort of recap, I want to talk to you, Laura, just about like, you know, both of us have both went through a lot in terms of like our own process to get to where we are today. Right. And we've both had different paths in terms of like finding our own happiness and understanding that happiness is not something from the outside. It comes from the inside. And like, how many times have both you and I looked to the outside as like our ways to try to like find happiness? But we know now that that's temporary, right? Like, it's like,
oh yeah,
I used to shop like every day. Like, I'd buy myself something new every day, but I know now that those things would bring me joy for that like momentary of like, ooh, I love this new like jacket or whatever, but it's so temporary, right? And so it's really about diving deep and figuring out like inside how you can find that joy. So in terms of that, like for you specifically, every day now, how do you create your own happiness? Because I truly believe that it's that your happiness is your choice. And
oh,
it's not
for sure.
Something, it's not something that's always natural. Like, you don't always wake up being like, oh, like, you know. So how do you get to
does.
That? I'm sure. One day I'm gonna get there, I promise. But I'm close. Like, I feel like every day I wake up and I'm very grateful and I'm very like happy. And I look at my baby now and, you know, I ask her if she had a beautiful sleep and she smiles and I'm like, oh, like, how can I not be happy? You know, like,
for sure.
She's happy. I'm happy. It's good. We're all good vibes. But at the same time, there's days that it just doesn't happen. So what are like the three things that you do daily to create your own happiness?
Well, I want to start off by saying I'm not always happy. People always will say to me, you know, oh, you're so positive and you're so driven and you're all these things, but that's not the case 24/7. And I also think happiness is a lot like, you know, working on your body positivity, which we talk about a lot on our podcast as well, because it's such an important topic, but it's something that you actually have to cultivate and you have to create it. And you have to almost like, I think it has to start off being a conscious process and then it becomes a subconscious process. Like, if you're somebody who's naturally pessimistic, which we're all kind of programmed to be, like when we're originally born, we're like kids and we're happy and we're going through all this stuff. But then it's like, as we get, as we start to get into like, you know, little childhood, whatever that age is, like eight. Well, what's that called?
Little childhood.
What's eight? You're still a kid, I guess. I don't know. But you know,
you're a kid, right? Because it's like baby, toddler, kid.
Well, yeah. And then you're sort of told like though how you should act and how you should feel and what you should say and what you should do. And it's almost like you've lost that, you know, that connection to yourself or the things that make you happy. Cause now you're told, well, you have to be studying this many hours a day and you have to be. And that's when I find we start creating these like ideas and these molds of what we're supposed to be like. And a lot of times it goes against our natural happiness, right? Like,
right.
So for me, I think the first thing I do to try to stay happy, and I try to do this practice even if I'm not feeling happy, you know what I mean? Like the days I'm not feeling happy, because like I said, I'm not happy all the time. I always try to practice gratitude. That's like probably number one, because
totally,
especially if you're in a time of feeling like I am so like things are all going wrong, because that's life. You know what I mean? Like it's a roller coaster. Shit's going to hit the fan at times. Things are not going to go your way. But it's like, if you just take a step back and not think about, you know, I should be happy because I have an apartment or I whatever, like, you know, when people are always talking about people who are less fortunate than them and you should be happy because of that. But yeah, shifting that to just being like, I'm so grateful for the roof over my head. I'm so grateful for the warm bed I get to sleep in. I'm so grateful yeah. for my family, you know, and just kind of really setting that tone. And I always try to do that as soon as I wake up in the morning and as soon as I go to bed, like right before I go to bed, because that's also been kind of proven that that's when your subconscious is more open. So that language kind of gets more into your programming and you start to feel more grateful on like a deep cellular level. So I try to do like three things. I also do it then because I'm like super scatterbrained and I would totally forget if I just didn't do it as soon as I woke up and right before I went to bed.
It's good to have like a set time though. So it's like your routine.
Yeah. So that's probably the number one thing I do.
Okay. Pause. Sorry. My computer's going to die. Just one second.
Yeah. So that's probably my number one thing that I do.
Okay.
My number two thing is I always make sure I get my workouts in. Mm-hmm. And this is something that movement for me is like huge when it comes to making sure, like, I don't feel like myself if I don't. And it's not just saying like, oh, I'm going to the gym and doing my weight training or whatever it is that I'm doing at that time based on my goals. But I need to make sure that I get movement in every day, whether it be a walk, whether it be my workout, whether it be like, I was about to say, whether it be yoga, like, you know, that's a total lie. I never do yoga.
I keep me and my faker yoga.
Do it, but I don't do it. So
it's okay. I don't judge you. It's just,
I can't believe I almost just totally lied to you. I was like,
whether just it be don't yoga, lie.
I never do yoga. So yeah, but I try to make sure like whatever it is, I get movement in every day. So that's something that's key for me, for my happiness, because it physically makes me feel good and then it mentally clears my mind. So I try to relieve as much stress. And then the third thing I do is I try to make sure that I'm always surrounding myself with people that are really in line with what I stand for and what, like, what I believe in. So over the last few years, it sounds pretty, I shouldn't say it sounds pretty bad, but I've really kind of narrowed down, and not even by like intentionally been like, I'm not hanging out with these people anymore, but my circle has gotten a lot smaller and the time that I spend with people, it has become more precious because obviously everyone's getting busier. People have kids now, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm very, I really try to make sure that I'm spending time with people that I love and that make me happy and that I make a conscious effort to spend time with those people, tell them I love them, tell them I appreciate them. And then I don't like to say weed out the people who I don't want to spend time with, but just really focus on the people that do make me happy.
Right. No, and those are great, great tips. I think, I mean, mine are similar in the sense, like, my three things that I do every day is move, of course. Like, movement for me is like, it's key. It's like, I know that it makes me a better person. It makes me a better mom. It makes me a better partner. It makes me more focused. It's like, if I don't do it, I feel like I've got a different energy about me. So it's, for me, it's like key. And it's proven, right? Like, it increases your endorphins. So it's like your serotonin
levels, your dopamine, like everything, that all your happiness chemicals in your body. Like, I can't remember what the actual stat was. I read it not long ago, but it was saying like the amount of the percentage of how much you could probably get off of certain medications if you were just exercising for 20 minutes a day, because the exercise was having the same effect in the body as these pills were. I can't remember
what
they were, but they were like essentially like an antidepressant or like
anti-anxiety. Totally. Yeah. So definitely movement for me is like key for my happiness. The second thing for me now, I mean, now being a mom, is that I actually take my morning when as soon as Mads wakes up, I spend at least an hour with her. And I it's like I don't have my phone, I don't have anything, I don't have my computer around me. Like I literally just hang with her. We hang out, I feed her, we talk. Well, she doesn't talk, I talk to her. She yells at me. She smiles
and coos at you.
No, now she yells. Now she's like a little screamer. But she doesn't like cry or yell like that. She's just finding her voice. But so it's like we just hang out and I play with her and I'm trying to teach her things and talk to her, you know? And so it's such an important part of my joy because it makes me so happy to just be connected to her. So that's
and being like, present, like you're in that moment with her and you never get that moment back, you know?
No, like, for sure. And it's funny because it's like, it's the one thing that I'm so happy I do, that I disconnect from everything and I spend it. Like I don't answer emails. I don't do anything during that time because I know that it's like, other times during the day, if I'm feeding her, sometimes I'll literally be on a conference call feeding her, you know, and like, cause the day gets busier as it gets along. But in the morning, I take that time to really like it sort of sets my day for what it is. And like I said, like every morning, the first thing I ask her is if she had a beautiful sleep and she always smiles at me. And it's like, it's the cutest thing in the world.
So cute.
Thank you. But she's like, she's so happy and so joyful. So it like makes me so happy. So those are like the two things. And then the third thing that I do is I actually just really do like a mental check with myself. And this is new. And this is something that I am really happy I started doing. So it's actually like, I noticed that I was starting to get to a place and I don't know if it was just like exhaustion, stress, everything that's happening in life. Like everything is so busy. Right. And I felt like I was starting to become a person that I didn't want to be. I was starting to become like grumpy and I was starting to become like more like negative in some ways and things like that. And I was like, man, that's totally not like the vibe I want. Like that's not the life I want. That's not the person I want to be present in this life. So I make a conscious decision every single day when I wake up, I'm grateful for everything that I have. So I do the gratitude thing as well. But then I also remind myself of the person that I want to be and the life that I want to live. So I actually make this like mental sort of conversation with myself to say like, okay, like today, like every single day, I want to live with joy. I want to be happy. I want my conversations with my husband to be like exciting and happy and not be like naggy and negative. And ever since I've been doing that, it's like, everything else has shifted so much because it's like my relationship with my husband is so much easier. It's so much happier. Every conversation I have with like, whether it be with clients or whether it be with like, you know, other business partners, et cetera, are all like really happy. And I surround myself with that sort of mindset constantly. And so that's been a massive change though for me. And I think that it's one thing that a lot of people don't do is like really kind of remind themselves like, okay, so you can wake up and you can spend your day being like, oh, this sucks and that sucks and this sucks. Or you could be like, okay, like I really want my life to be a super happy life. So every single day I'm going to like remind myself of that. And then therefore you start focusing on all the positive things.
Well, and I totally agree with that because I think it's like literally, and I don't know if it comes to a bit with getting older. Like there's things that I wish.
Are you calling me old?
No, spring chicken. But there's things that I wish, like now, you know what I mean? We're in our later 30s. Like when did that happen? But it's like you kind of get to, I just wish when I was younger that I knew the things that I know now. And I know that comes with age and it comes with experience and it comes with, but it's like, I would always live my life 20 steps ahead of myself. And I still am someone who I'm always like, I got to pull myself back because I'm thinking 20 steps ahead. But when you're not present, when you're worrying about the future, so like more depression is thinking about the past and anxiety is worrying about the future. And I've always dealt with anxiety. But when you're living always 2 to 20 steps ahead, you never have a chance to even just take in or celebrate the things that you have in the moment. Mm-hmm. And it will rob you of your happiness. Like I know even like throughout our careers with Fit Chicks, there's been so many times that I wish I could go back. And instead of being like, oh my God, we were on Dragon's Den. Like next, what's going to happen now? Or like we did the shopping channel next, or we had the biggest women's boot camp in Canada next, or we launched an amazing online school and we're certifying hundreds of women from all over the world and helping them create amazing careers and lives. Instead of just being like, checked it off the list, now what? Being like, holy crap, like we just did something that
We should have celebrated it.
Yeah, we're two girls who, you know, we've been best friends since we were 14. We started this business from our living room, much like we're talking right now, even though you're not in your living room. But you know what I mean? Like, and just pressing pause and just being like, let's just really enjoy this moment and celebrate it instead of just going, again, 20 steps forward. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so huge because I think it's like we're accustomed now. There's this super push on like grind harder, hustle harder, get shit done. Like this, especially in the entrepreneurial world, everyone wants to be an entrepreneur now. And I always
love-
Which is fantastic. It's not for everybody though. You know, like I always, that's what I love. And I know we're kind of going off topic here a bit, but like with Gary Vee, like if anyone knows who Gary Vee is,
We love Gary.
Yeah, he's essentially an amazing entrepreneur and he's got a lot of really good insight into what it's like, but he talks a lot about how like it literally is not for everybody because you got to put your like your heart, your soul, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of things go on hold, and to find your joy while you're doing all that is like it's hard. So, I think it's really important like you were saying, do that mental check like what kind of life do you want? Mm-hmm. If you want to hustle harder, if that makes you truly happy, then do that. If you're somebody who you know that having the lowest amount of stress possible in your life makes you happy, create that zone. But don't go into everything thinking the next thing on the list or like, you know, things will get better if this happens. Like it's the choice that you make. You've got to create that.
For sure. No, I totally agree with you. I think, and I do think that in today's day, there's more of that pressure of like hustle harder, work harder. Like I still even think about like people, not even just entrepreneurs, but even people that work for like agencies or like work, like, you know,
lawyers,
jobs, et cetera. Yeah. Where it's almost like this badge of honor to be like, oh, well, I was at the office for 18 hours straight and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, like I would be sad. Like that wouldn't, that would never for me feel like a badge of honor. It would almost feel like I'm like, oh, like there's so many other things that bring me joy too. Like, unless my job was like so joyful, but generally speaking, it's like you want to have a balance of the two, right? So that's why I do take that hour in the morning to spend it with Mads and hang out with her. And then I get into my work mode and I get my workout done before I even get into work mode. Like everything that is a priority to me happens and then work happens. You know what I mean? And it's like, but that's how I position my life to be that way.
And that's how you created your life, you know, like again, back to the choice, like you created this life for yourself. No one did it for you. No one, you know what I mean? Like no one made at the very beginning for us, no one made us get out of bed and turn our computers and poster till 2 a.m. and do all these things. You know what I mean? Like that's what's amazing. That's one thing I love about you is that you're somebody who you take responsibility for your actions and you go after the things that you want. You're not sitting here being a victim and putting your happiness on somebody else, you know? And I think that that's one thing that is still really huge for a lot of people. And again, like if you haven't listened to the podcast with Jillian, make sure you do if this is something you're struggling with because she really gives like super awesome tools to mindset shift.
And it's like science-based stuff. So it's not just not like woo-woo. It's not like the hokey, hippy-dippy stuff.
Hippy-dippy, as your dad would say.
my dad always calling me the hippy-dippy. But it's true. It's all stuff that's science-based. It's all stuff that's like, this is real stuff that you can apply today. So check it out if you haven't already. We're going to wrap this up for today. But yeah, and also if you are interested in, you know, creating that entrepreneur life or creating, you know, your own life that you see, you visualize and you see this like different sort of life because you don't feel that joy and you don't feel that happiness and you want to get into something where you're passionate and you want to join us, check out fitchicksacademy.com and where we have our fitness and nutrition expert program, our natural weight loss coach program, both of those amazing opportunities for you to be able to follow your passion, create the life that you choose, create the healthy, create the healthy sort of life that you choose as well as create possibly the business that you want. And then of course, comment in the section below if you have any other tips or ideas of how you create your own happiness, as well as if you have any suggestions of any future topics that you'd love to hear us chat about. We would love to hear from you as always. Thank you so much for listening and we will see you again soon. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.